This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stressed that the expansion of rail connectivity in eastern India will strengthen the economy of the entire region. Mr. Modi was speaking at Ranchi in Jharkhand yesterday after laying the foundation stone and dedicating to the nation various railway projects worth over 660 crore rupees through video conferencing. Mr. Modi also virtually flagged off 6 Vande Bharat trains. Addressing the gathering virtually, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the expansion of rail connectivity in eastern India will hugely benefit businesses, professionals and students. Speaking about the new Vande Bharat trains, the Prime Minister said it will create new employment opportunities for the youth. The Prime Minister also released the first installment of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen PMAYG to thousands of beneficiaries. 32 crore rupees were digitally transferred to the bank accounts of beneficiaries. Besides, the Prime Minister also distributed sanction letters of 32,000 houses to beneficiaries of PMAYG. Later, addressing a public meeting in Gopal Maidan in Jamshedpur, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said Bangladeshi and Rohingya infiltrators pose a significant threat to the state by altering the demographic landscape of Santhal Paraganas and Kolhan regions. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the citizens on the eve of Milad un-Nabi. The birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad is observed as Milad un-Nabi. In her message, President Murmu said, "The Prophet inspired everyone to strengthen the feelings of love and brotherhood and stressed on equality and harmony in society." Prime Minister Modi reached Ahmedabad in Gujarat last evening. Today, Mr. Modi will interact with the beneficiaries of the Pradhan Mantri Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana and inaugurate the fourth edition of Renewable Energy Conference at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar. In the evening, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth more than 8,000 crore rupees in Ahmedabad. Camping is in full swing for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly constituencies will go to the polls in this phase on 18th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address three rallies today at Ramban, Kishtwar and Paddar areas of the Chenab Valley. Eight assembly constituencies of the Chenab Valley in Jammu division are going to polls in the first phase. Election campaign has also picked up pace for single-phase assembly polls in Haryana. Voting for the 90-member state assembly will be held on 5th of October. Interacting with the media in Karnal yesterday, Haryana election in charge and BJP leader Dharmendra Pradhan said the BJP government in the state worked in the interest of farmers, women and youth during the last 10 years. In China, a powerful typhoon, Bibinka, is approaching the eastern coast, prompting authorities to prepare for heavy rainfall. The typhoon is expected to make landfall near Shanghai later tonight. The country's Emergency Management Ministry has warned of extremely heavy rainstorms in the region. Meanwhile, in the Philippines, tropical storm Bibinka has caused significant damage, leaving 6 people dead and at least 2 missing. A SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule splashed down off the coast of Florida yesterday, marking the successful conclusion of the Polaris Dawn mission. 4 astronauts returned to Earth after a 5-day journey that included the world's first commercial spacewalk. The crew conducted various scientific experiments and technological demonstrations while aboard the International Space Station. The U.S. space agency NASA has hailed the mission as a major milestone for the commercial space industry. India has sent humanitarian assistance to Myanmar, Vietnam and Laos in solidarity with people affected by Typhoon Yagi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said in a social media post that 10 tons of aid, including dry ration, clothing and medicines, left for Myanmar on board INS Satpura yesterday. The Indian Air Force has deployed its C-17 Globemaster aircraft to provide humanitarian assistance and disaster relief to flood-affected Vietnam and Laos. In badminton, India's rising star Anmol Kharb secured her first individual senior international title by winning the women's single event at the Belgian International 2024 at Leuven in Belgium. And with that, we end this news bulletin.